On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth teaches how to receive God's direction and provision. Then stay tuned for an encouraging testimony of a couple who trusted God and moved out of poverty into His abundant supply. Now here's Kenneth.
Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. This is vital right here. And look in the 15th verse. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit, excuse me, that may abound to your account. You have a heavenly account. But I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Now there's something very, very important from a partner's viewpoint. I've touched on it several times, talking about ministering under Oral Roberts' anointing. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by the anointing of Jesus. Now, he could have said, but God. He could have said, but your God shall supply all your need. But he said, my God. Shall supply all your need on the level of an apostle. You're partakers of my grace. So my God shall supply all your need because you're the one supplying me. Come on, this ain't hard to figure out. He's using you to supply me. Well, I don't understand that, Brother Colin. Why didn't he just send it to him directly? Because he wanted you to get in on the deal. God proved more than once that he could do that. Do you remember when he sent the prophet down to the brook? And he just stayed down there by that brook, drank branch water, and you know. But the brook dried up. And you know, he had birds bringing in food to him. But the creek dried up. So what did he do? He sent him to a broke widow. She's in better shape or worse shape than he is. Yeah. Now, why would he do that? Looks to me like there'd bound to have been somebody in that town that had something. He wasn't looking for somebody that had something. He's looking for somebody that would obey. He wanted that widow woman blessed. That's always God's way. Amen. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Now, thank you, Lord. Let's go back over there to the 10th chapter of Matthew, please. Verse 40. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Now, from what we've been talking about today, that's simple, isn't it? You can see what God's plan to do there. What there is, if you receive the one that I send, you receive me because I sent him. Well, that means the one that I send is going to come over there with my anointing on him or her. Amen. Let me give you another picture of this. A general officer, calls in his runner. Come here, I got something. Our lines are down. You're gonna have to do this yourself. Yes, sir. I mean, this young man is, probably a two-striper. And the general, he says, I want you to take this note over there to E Company, and you hand this to Colonel Johnson. And you tell him to move E Company into reserve, and gave him all the direction. And the guy salutes him and he heads over there. So this young corporal goes into the colonel and he said, Colonel, sir, you move E Company into reserve. I mean, here is a corporal, a two-striper, telling a field grade officer, a full colonel, to move an entire company. What are we talking about here? 300-400 soldiers? You're going to move them and some of you and change and you got a corporal telling the colonel what to do with his command. And he looks at him and he says, who are you? Colonel Johnson sent me. Give me that note. That corporal's command moved an entire company of people. Come on now, think through. He told that colonel what to do, because the anointing of the general was on him.
Right.
Amen. And when you finally learn this and you begin to speak to your own body, thus saith the Lord, your words empower the word and the anointing of Jesus. Amen. And if you're partners with this ministry, and I'm not doing this to try to get you to become a partner. I don't want you if Jesus hadn't already told you to be one. But now, you pray and find out with whom you are to become partners, because this is the way of the body of Christ. Everybody is supposed to be partners with somebody. First of all, you need to find out where your church is and get in it immediately. You choosing your own church, that won't work. You'll choose something that makes you feel good, or cause it's close to the house, or because Mom and them went here for the last 9,700 years. Oh, I will tell you what, my mama's tear stains is on that altar, man. Yeah. Well, what are you crying about? They painted it. Can you believe that? They painted the altar, bitch, where my mama's tear stains are. Would you kindly bless someone else with your membership? Now, you know I'm putting you on. Well, not all that much. God has a sheepfold for you. And seek God until you find them. Don't be seeking God where to get a job. That's not the first issue. The first issue is, who is your pastor and where is your church? The local church is the most powerful thing on this planet. Not ministries like ours. Ministries like this, the ministry that, into which I'm called, it is part of that and supports that. But you need to find out where you belong. It may be on the other side of the globe. If it is, pack up and get with it. Because as long as you're not there, you're out of your grace. Now, don't just start jumping around thinking, well, I'm called over here and I'm called over here. No, you spend time until it is so powerful on the inside of you that it is a mandate from God and you know it. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, when you know, and you know, there are people, oh God, help them. Lord, help us. Help us get out of this foolishness. That God has called you and you're in your place and you got a good church and your children are being well taught and your family is doing good. You're where you're supposed to be and you're doing good. And drop that whole God-given blessing for a $50 a month raise off somewhere else. You're going to get your family killed. That don't work, folks. I'm telling you what. And let me tell you this. There has been a time when things were wide and loose. And it took a long time for judgment to finally manifest itself. But we've been doing this for a long time. And when my fingers get together, the church is going to be caught out of here. And we are right there. We're in this little sliver of grace. Because all the heavenly stuff has already been done. God is just filling up his house. Amen. You know it and I know it. So you don't need to be flopping around being led by your physical senses, being led by money, being led by what somebody else said or something like that. No. This takes quality time on the floor praying and worshiping God and getting up early and going outside while it's still dark and praying tongues for an hour and listen to God. Listen to God. Listen to him. Listen to him. Pray an hour and then hush for an hour and listen and listen and listen. And watch things work. Watch things form around you. Don't be all that quick unless God says, now, do it now. That's when you get in a hurry. Amen. Otherwise, you just keep praying until you know what to go do. And you will know when to do it. There's still going to be a faith element involved. And you're going to have to trust God. This is so important. And people have just been doing devastating things by being led by a little more money or being led because they're afraid to, you know, well, I just don't want to go tell my mother-in-law that we're leaving. I'm just uncomfortable with that. Your mother-in-law's not the Holy Spirit. Neither is your wife, Jack. or Joe. Amen. If you will let the Lord Jesus Christ run your life, you can have an adventure beyond all adventures if you're not doing anything but carrying out a trash can. You can have the time of your life between the back door and the alley.
Amen.
God can send you to the back alley trash can by way of Chicago. In the spirit. You be standing there preaching in somebody's church with a can of trash in your hand, wondering how in the world you got there. These days are here. God is looking for people that are available, willing to be willing, willing and obedient. Not just obedient, willing and obedient. Amen. Glory to God. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Need cut terabest. El kiko klumum purmana. Dirde klistuksu saradaka. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. These are the days, saith the Lord, that your forefathers prayed, sought my face, bled and died, preparing the way to get in position that you and this generation are in right now, saith the Spirit of grace. I've brought you here. I will take care of you here. Fear not, for my purpose is heavenly. Consequently, Satan will attack it as he's always done. And I will defeat him the way I've always done. So rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. For the days of your anointing are here. The days of your miracle healings are here. The days of prosperity beyond anything you have ever thought you would ever be involved in are here. It's here right now. I am offering it. I have put myself in position to be believed and to have certain demands put on me, saith the Lord. And now is the time. Now is the time. I'm here for you. I'll work with you. I'll work for you in the coming days, because it is more in my interest to see to it that you are successful, strong, and well supplied, even more than you have any idea, saith the Lord. So praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm Micheline Prescott, and I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. We had gone through a lot. We both lost our jobs. We were supernaturally in debt, and it was so supernatural that we actually owed the unemployment office money. I don't know quite how you do that, but we had. And we were losing the house, and someone came up to us and they said, "You could short sale it." I said, "What's that?" So we went through that process, and we made money on the short sale, and the realtor made money on the short sale. I said, "Okay, that's God." And it was a testimony to our realtor, because she's like, "This has never happened." And oddly enough, the only job he could get was to be a telephone debt collector. And it was pretty humbling, but it was some money, so he took it. And he's actually a programmer by trade, and we had friends who we had previously helped who didn't know how to believe God actually took their food stamps and went and bought us food because we had nothing in the house, and we were believing God, but we were pretty desperate at that point. So he got a phone call from a headhunter or a recruiter that said, "I have a job in Greenville, South Carolina. Are you interested?" And he said, "Yes, I'm interested in whatever you've got. Let's talk." So he went for the interview, and the gentleman that was interviewing him, one of the team members, is actually a Rhema graduate. And so they had been praying and believing God for another person of faith to come to work with the company. And it was like June 30th they called, and they said, "Can you be here July 9th, that was a Monday. So we packed him up and we traveled on July 5th. We watched Brother Copeland up to that point, and then we said, "We got to get you there." So that was like a Friday, and we got him there so he could start to work on Monday. You know, there's been a steady progression of learning to stand in faith, confess the word more, give more, pray for the Copelands. And then about 5 years ago or so, I realized, wait a minute, I'm a partner and I get the same benefits that he's receiving, that I can connect into the blessings that God's given him and the anointing. And I was like, wow, okay, let's start putting some pressure on the word for that. We were very aggressive about believing God. When it got down to the wire, we looked at each other and we said, okay, enough's enough. We've just been kind of sitting here. So we daily had praise sessions in which we just rejoiced and thanked God. And I think they were pretty loud. Our neighbors were kind of going, "What are y'all doing?" But we were praising God and thanking him for bringing us up and bringing us out. We were thanking him for his goodness, even though at that moment we weren't sure how we were going to put food on the table. We were thanking him that somehow, some way, we'd both end up with jobs. We just made a decision that we were going to give. We had stopped giving our monthly partnership gift, and we said, no, we're going to start it up again, and we're going to tithe. And so we started connecting all the dots that tithing and giving and praying and saying the word, that all had to go together. You had to be consistent. I inherited a lot more money than I thought I would ever see. And Dad had actually set money aside and said, "Here, I want her to go buy furniture." So I got to go furniture shopping. He put $10,000 aside for me to go furniture shopping. That was a fun day. And then there was more money that came in, and we were able to buy the house. We were able to pay off the IRS. It was like a $30,000 debt. And pay off our bills, put money down on the house. And we moved into our house a year ago this month. And it's a neat new house, so we're excited. It was the model home in a new subdivision, so it has all the extras, and we got it for a great price. So praise through the storm. Even when you're crying, stand there with the tears rolling down your face and say, "Father, I trust you. I count you faithful. You're a good God. And even though I don't see it, I know that you'll bring me out." And we started doing that. And we came out from having lost our home, our cars, all our furniture, to now today we own our own home. I just got a brand new car this year. It's first a real new car, not a used car. It was a new car for the first time in my life. And God's just been blessing us. And I know that it's a result of the partnership.
This word of the Lord that came through Brother Copeland is such an encouraging word, and I want to make sure you hear what God is offering to you. He said to you, "I'm here for you. I'll work with you. I'll work for you in the coming days, because it's more in my interest to see that you are successful, strong, and well supplied, even more than you have any idea." Oh, I hope you hear that from the Lord today. So many Christians, so many believers have been taught that it's wrong to expect that their Heavenly Father would want to bless them. But think about this. No one has ever had to convince a child that it's okay to expect their parents to take care of them. You have never seen a little kid refuse a gift. Never. Children are born into this world knowing how to receive. And God wants you to know how to receive. He wants you to freely receive from Him. And that's why we want to send you this gift today. It's a mini book called Receive as a Child, Live Like a King. Oh, you want to get a hold of this. If you want it, all you have to do is call us, request this mini book. You can visit our website to receive this free offer as a digital download if you'd like to. You need to know one thing, though. It's God's desire to bless you. Why? Because He loves you. That's it. That's why He wants to bless you. He loves you, and He wants you to be able to become a blessing to other people for one reason. When you do that, you are proving the existence of God. You are a revelation to them of His love for them. So learn how to receive as a child, live like a king. This is good stuff. You want to get a hold of it. Thanks so much for tuning into the broadcast today. We love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
KCM.org is here for you, your go-to place for word-based teaching. Our daily devotional, ministry blog, and so much more are there to encourage and inspire you.
Use KCM.org. That's your study center. It's designed to help you grow spiritually. Watch the broadcast, download the study notes, read the magazine, build your faith, keep your spirit strong.
You can also read our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith, available in 5 different languages. Last year, over 2.5 million digital teaching resources were downloaded from our website. We had 158 lesson videos in our Believers Academy. Nearly 150,000 online partner community members formed our 471 community groups. Over 300,000 courses were viewed.
Every part of KCM.org is designed to help you get your needs met. It's not designed for us to try to get stuff out of you. We want to get things to you that'll build you up and make you stronger spiritually than you have ever been in your life.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries continues to get the uncompromised Word of God to you using every available voice, including the Internet. Thank you, partners, for being a part of changing lives through KCM.org. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's free TV offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.